Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, we love talking about Christian education.
Absolutely. We do it every year.
Yes, we do.
We love doing it. We look forward to it. We usually do it at camp meeting, and we happen to be at the Michigan Conference camp meeting at Great Lakes Adventist Academy. In fact, we're kind of, you're the home team is who we're going to be talking
That's
to today.
Right. We have here with us Tracy Morgan, who is in charge of recruiting students for Great Lakes Adventist Academy that we dearly love to call GLA. So when you hear that, that's what it means, Great Lakes Adventist Academy. And Tracy, you're going to tell us a little bit more about the academy here, and you've brought people with us.
Yes, I've got the whole team. The home team is with me here
All
this
right.
morning. So
okay.
We're excited to share their stories with you.
Okay, before we get started, have a word of prayer.
Okay. Our great Heavenly Father, it's just a privilege to be in this room with young people and a parent and representatives from the academy. Oh, what vibrance, excitement, what potential is here, and what you've already done and what you will do. Mm-hmm. Be with us as we discuss this, that we can present you and this school in all its beauty and its purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, Jelaine, it's summer. What are these students doing here? They just love their school so much that they were willing to come back.
I bet some of them are working. We'll hear from them a little bit more and about some of the things that they really like at the school, I'm assuming. And so, Tracy, let's just talk a little bit about, though, this is GLA is a boarding academy. Would you explain to our listeners what does that mean?
Absolutely, yeah. So in Michigan, we have several Seventh-day Adventist schools. I know you're talking to some of the elementary schools. There's also junior academies that generally go to 10th grade. But we are the only boarding academy here in Michigan. There are some day schools. There's one in Battle Creek, there's one in Grand Rapids, and there's one in Berrien Springs.
Which is Southwest Michigan.
Correct, yeah. But that's not always convenient if you don't live within a drivable distance to those schools. So we have a boarding academy here that is supported by the Michigan Conference. And we have kids from all over Michigan.
And all over the world.
All over the world,
literally.
Really. Yeah, we do. We have kids from Colombia, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Rwanda, Kenya. I could go on and on. And now that Ohio doesn't have a boarding academy anymore, we have several kids from Ohio coming as well.
So, and the academy is 9th through 12th grade, high school.
That's right, yes.
Okay. So your job in charge of recruiting.
Yes, best job in the whole school.
So what do you do to encourage and want kids to come?
Well, all I have to do is tell them about the school, and then, you know, the kids that are supposed to be here come. God has a way of working that out for us. I get to travel all over talking to kids at different elementary schools, junior academies, and telling them about our program here. And if it's a fit for them and for their family, I do whatever I can to make it work out for them. I also do fundraising to help make it affordable for them. So, like I said, it's the best job, and I get to meet so many cool kids, including these awesome people that I have with us here.
Well, we're going to get these young people introduced, but I have a question. If a parent had their kids were in a public school, either in high school or elementary, and coming into high school, would you meet with them? And how do you meet with somebody who's in a public school?
Yes, of course. We love
homeschooler.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids coming out of public school situations, homeschool situations, even online. You know, sometimes people will find that it doesn't work really well for them, with socialization and things like that. So they come to us. We have, our website is a great place to go if you want to find out more information, GLA.net, GLAA.net. And actually, I'd put right there on the homepage information about the registration process to make it easy for folks, because I know that's what they're going to be looking for this summer. And they can always call me. Should I give that number now?
Well, why not?
Okay. You can call the school at 989-427-4444. and just ask for anybody in recruiting, or just tell anybody you have some questions, and we will be happy to help connect you. So if you're not familiar with Adventist education, boarding schools, anything that we don't answer in this program, we would be happy to answer those questions for you.
And I just want to remind listeners, and we've talked about this in the past, private education is, it's expensive. I mean, it costs money. It's not public
school.
All
education costs.
Well,
it's just
yes,
a question,
it does.
Do you pay for it?
Who pays for it? And so you said, you know, about recruiting, and if God wants a student to be there, they can't look at the money.
That's
God
right.
God has all the money. But, you know, and
you make
a work,
the decision, and then
but
the
there's
rest
a work
follows.
Program they can help, the kids can work too. And so we're going to probably hear a little bit more about that.
You bet. Okay.
We need to introduce these students. So, Tracy, will you please introduce these students?
So, right next to me, I have David. He's going to be a senior next year. Actually, all these kids that we have with us are going to be seniors next year. But David just finished his first year. He came to us from Goebbels. He's actually going to be our senior class president. Do you mind me bragging about you a little bit? David, say hi, David.
Hello. Yeah, I'm David Randall, and I'll be a senior next year. That's about it.
And then next we have Morgan Stahl. She's coming from the Grayling area. And then our next student is Stephanie Martinez. She's coming to us from the Berrien Springs area.
Hi.
Oh, and Morgan, you didn't say hi.
Hello.
So, and then I have a mom, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we've got Lori Randall, who is David's mom.
Hi, I'm Lori. Thank you so much, Tracy.
So we're going to find out why Lori has let her son come to this school. Or made him come to the school. We'll find that out here in a few minutes.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this. I have loved our GLAW experience. It's been limited so far, very short. But my husband and I believe in Adventist education with our whole hearts. And it's what we've chosen to support as our family. We started at that point, knowing we had Adventist education is what we wanted to support. And from that point, we prayed that the Lord would open the best possible fit for our son. And every time Tracy visited either the junior academy where our son was attending, or I ran into her at other opportunities, she'd always talk up the high points of GLAW, but even more than that, she'd say, let me just pray with you, because we want more than anything else for your child to be in the center of God's will.
Amen.
And to hear that as a parent, you know, that's what we want most. And in our choice for schooling, we weren't just handing over the protection of our child's brain as much as we were handing over the protection of his character. And with our choice for schooling, we wanted to trust completely the teachers that would be providing that care. And we certainly know that GLAW has a legacy for excellence in teaching. But even more than that, we wanted somebody who would pray over our boy, love our son, and help him come into a closer walk with the Lord.
So you're from the Goebbels area.
We are,
which
correct.
Is in southwestern Michigan also.
And they have a junior academy, so it's kindergarten through 10th grade.
It is, that's correct. Kindergarten through 10th grade, and both of our sons, David is our eldest, so he kind of was the guinea pig for going through all of this for us. And we visited GJA, Goebbels Junior Academy, when he was 3 years old, and I wanted to get an idea for what Adventist education was going to be like for my son.
It's one thing if you've been through it or whatever,
right.
But it's a generation later, and you say, is it still the same school?
Exactly. My husband and I are both products of Adventist education. It's what I chose as my life ministry, to be a teacher in our Adventist schools. But when it's your own child, you feel something very different, and you want someone to love them for Jesus the way you've invested your whole life into loving them for Jesus. And so we felt that very early on with our junior academy that was local to us. And we very much felt that every time we visited GLAW and when we attended academy days, I mean, the staff, the Q&A.
So the academy days is when you kind of check out the school, you get an example, go to the classrooms, and things like that.
You do. David was able to interact with teachers. We were able to ask questions of the principal, and it was very positive.
So, David, then, did you want to come to GLAW?
Well, from a fairly early age, I'd always kind of assumed I'd be here eventually, because the Goebbels School stops at 10th grade, and we're not really in range of any of the day academies. They're all about an hour away from where we live, which means we didn't have many easy options. So I figured I'd be here. I was looking forward to being here, but I think Academy Days especially is what made me really want to be here and appreciate fully the experiences that I've had here, because I got to meet a lot of the teachers that are amazing. They love what they're doing. They're amazing people. Got to hang out with some of the students, got to see in the dorms and just around campus, get to know the area even before I was a student, which was really nice. It gave familiarity, even like on the first day of school. I knew where things were, and that made it a lot easier to get used to things.
So what do you like about school the best?
That's a really good question. I've always kind of enjoyed school in general, like studying and academics. And I think one thing that's really nice is that everyone at GLA really cares about GLA, and especially the teachers love what they're doing, want to be here, because they're honestly so devoted and so intelligent at the subjects that they're teaching that they could be making so much more money anywhere else, but they're still here and they put so much effort into each and every one of the students that it's nice to see that your teachers not only care about your academics, but they care about you individually as a person and want to be there to help you.
You know, that's something, Tom. Never thought about that. You're right. The teachers that teach Adventist education could probably make a lot more money in public schools.
And they have excellent teachers. Some of the very same teachers are still here that when I sent my kid, my boy, to Great Lakes Adventist Academy, the Reicherts are still here. The Heslops, I think, have retired. But what a legacy of wonderful, wonderful teachers. We need to talk to some of these other students.
Right. Okay.
Thank you so much, David.
No problem.
So why don't you introduce again?
So Morgan here, she actually has kind of an interesting story. Morgan, you want to tell us about your path and what led you here?
Yeah. So I wasn't raised Adventist, and my family is not Adventist. So I started off in public school, and I was surrounded in a really toxic environment. And I didn't really want to be there, and my friends weren't treating me very nicely. And when I was in second grade, my dad actually left, and my friends treated me very poorly after that happened, and they would very much, like, hate on me. And I actually ended up going mute for, like, a year.
You didn't talk.
I didn't talk.
How'd your mom handle that?
Yeah, my mom had to communicate with me, like, through pen and paper. So that was a very interesting time of life.
How old were you?
I think I was 7 or 8, maybe. So my mom noticed this change in my behavior and realized that I needed to be pulled out of that situation because it wasn't healthy. And so we started looking for other schools or homeschooling as an option. And somehow my aunt and uncle found out about it, and they happened to be Adventists, like new Adventists. And they told us about the Grayling SDA school at Camp Asable. And one day when my sister and I missed the bus, my uncle came and picked us up and took us there for the day.
Really?
And that day was like a really good day. We met Mr. Zork, who is now the principal of Aspire, I think. And I decided that I really wanted to go there. It was super cool. Everyone there was super nice, and it was an environment that I wasn't used to.
This is a multi-grade classroom.
Yeah, it's K through 8.
Now, you and your sister, so how old is your sister?
My sister is 2 grades ahead of me. I think she's like 19.
Okay.
And we don't want to forget to talk about Aspire before we're... That is another option in Adventist education. We have day schools across the elementary schools, about 33, but you also have a K through, or 1 through 12 online. It's available too.
So Morgan, then what grade were you in when you went to the Grayling Adventist School?
I started there in 5th grade.
Okay. And then that just goes to 8th grade.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So then you have to make some choices after that. Where did you go after Grayling?
Right. So my family was very much go back to public school, go back and play sports, because that's what they cared about at the time. And I knew that if I would go back to public school, I'd fall down a bad path again. And my sister was involved in some bad things, and I knew that I'd follow in that path if I went there as well. And so I really didn't want to go there. And I happened to go to Academy Days my eighth grade year, and I found out about GLAW, and I realized that this is also where I wanted to be.
Okay. So have you been here for 4 years?
I have.
Because you're going to be a senior? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, so. I think we need to get Tracy back the mic. We've mentioned Academy Days twice. What is Academy? How long does it last, and what experiences do they have?
So Academy Days is a two-day event that takes place in April, usually around the third week of April, and it's a Sunday and Monday. You register around noon on Sunday, and you stay till about 2 p.m. on that Monday. It gives you an opportunity to see our gymnastics team perform, which Morgan just happens to be our girls captain next year on our gymnastics team. Yay, Morgan. They get to see the gymnastics team. David's a part of that, too. They get to hear the music groups perform, which Stephanie is part of that.
What a quality group of musicians.
Oh, my goodness. They're amazing.
You have not only, you have an orchestra, don't you?
We have strings. We have wind symphony. We have bells. And we have multiple choirs. What am I missing, Steph?
That's it. We have five.
There's five. Okay. There's two different choirs. So, yeah, the parents and the students that come for Academy Days get to kind of see everything. They get to spend the night in the dorms. Thankfully, COVID is done, so we can do that again. They get to participate in our worship, which is really, truly, that's at the heart of our school. And they get to really kind of feel that. You can tell people about the school, but they really have to experience it to see that for themselves. You know, I don't want to sound like a commercial, but...
Well, you are a commercial.
I am a little bit, but yes. And that's why I brought the kids, because it means a lot more when you hear their experiences.
And Tracy is accurate. We've been to Academy Days on two different occasions with our children, and literally you have to come to make a decision.
Yeah, and if it's not for you, it's not for you. But you don't know if you don't come and check it out.
That's right. So Morgan, you're part of the gymnastics,
yeah,
which is called the Araucanas.
Yep.
And I know a little bit about that because my son, who graduated in 2006, was on that. So tell us exactly what gymnastics, what do you do?
Well, what Coach likes to say a lot is that we're two-thirds witnessing and one-thirds gymnastics. And we go on weekend tours, and we do the Friday night play, Sabbath school and church, and we do an evening vespers, and then we perform our gymnastics routine. And we do a lot of team routines, and we don't really do, like, tumbling and stuff like that. But we're more focused on working together as a team and growing spiritually together.
Yeah,
I think that's amazing. If I would have guessed, you know, without hearing that, I would say two-thirds gymnastics, one-third, you know, spiritual. But you have it just witnessing is the primary focus.
Yes, it is. And like you said, you guys do some plays. And even during the gymnastic performance, you pray. Mm-hmm. And you go into public schools to do this.
Yeah, we go into public schools. We do, because we can't talk about, like, God and stuff in public schools, so we do the health message, and we talk about drugs and alcohol, and we share with them, like, that's not really what you should be doing in a good way, because we don't want to push that on them. And by touring, we really show and we really try to represent God through how we act instead of talking about it, because it's really important how you act. Like, what you show to other people is really important and can change what they're thinking.
You know, it's amazing, Jelaine, is GLAW comes to Cadillac. I don't know if it's every year or every
Almost.
Other year, but I tell you what, the community comes out. It's not just the parents who happen to have kids at the Academy, but the community comes out. They know what a value. They've seen it before, and they want to see it again. The newspaper covers it often, too.
So have you been on the Araucanas all 4 years or not?
I've only been on it since sophomore year.
Okay.
Yeah, and we also do tours out of state. Like this year we went down to Mississippi for a week, and we did a week of prayer, and that was a really amazing experience as well.
Okay.
Well, Tracy, I think we need to talk to our last student here.
Yeah, so Stephanie, she actually came to us as a sophomore, right, Steph?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get to work with Stephanie, so I get to spend a lot of time with her. She's got a really cool story, too. Stephanie, what was your academic kind of experience before you came here to GLAW?
Okay, well, I'm Stephanie, as you may know. I'm 17, and I'm a third-year senior this year. I started kindergarten at the Grand Rapids Adventist Academy, and I was there for 9 years, and in eighth grade, I kind of just needed, like, a different environment. I needed a change. So I prayed that I could move to the Berrien Springs area to attend Andrews Academy, and my mom got a job offer the next week. So I went
to work, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I went to Andrews Academy for a year, but I realized that it wasn't the school for me either. I needed something a little more structured, a little more spirituality. And it was also my freshman year where I was diagnosed with ADHD, which is a learning disability. And so it's been really hard for me my whole life. It's something that I've struggled with. It's been pretty brutal. I mean, trying different medications and figuring out the right dosages also while going to school and trying to learn at the same time. It's a really hard thing to deal with. But I've realized that I'm not alone, especially throughout my years at GLAW. It's been the hardest to deal with, but my boss is really understanding, and she knows sometimes I just need to take like a 5-minute walk to just reevaluate my steps. And the teachers are really, really encouraging. They understand when I need to stay after a little longer to get more help. Mr. Thorman realized that I had been taking a different dosage during the last few months of school, and he came up to me every single class and told me, hey, like, I understand how hard you're working, you're doing really good, I'm so proud of you. And so it's really nice to be in an environment that is only there to uplift you and only wants to see you do better. And so since being at GLAW, my grades have definitely been way better.
Amen.
And my stamina and everything. So it's been a real big blessing for me and my family for me to come here.
And now you're involved with the music department, right?
Yeah.
What do you play in
or
music?
What do you do?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm in the Wind Symphony or band. I play the drums, you know, the percussion, the really loud cymbals that you hear that people, you know, close their eyes and ears for. Like Morgan said, we also tour. So this year we went to Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee, all while, you know, the little cities within Michigan. And touring is really fun because there's about 81 of us, since, you know, we do have 5 ensembles, like Mrs. Morgan said. And it's really nice to go to churches because we don't only go to Adventist churches, we go to other denominations. And when we went to Florida and Alabama, these churches were really grateful to hear us because they don't listen to big bands come on like the daily or hear big choirs sing. And these were like really small churches because, I mean, we don't understand that. Michigan, like, this is the start of Adventism, so our churches are pretty big. But they were so incredibly thankful to hear us sing all of our songs. And yeah, it's been a real big blessing to give our gifts back to God in a special way.
Well, I was in Cadillac when you were at the Zion Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you were there.
I was out of town, but
you showed up, didn't you?
I was there for briefly, but the pastor was, and the music director was just
from
totally,
that church, yes.
Totally amazed, and you've got open invitation to come back.
Yeah.
And there were so many people that I knew from the community that were there, and they just like, oh, they're amazing. And one of their members, I know who they are. That's, as soon as it was over, he was sitting right behind me. He said, they're welcome to come back anytime, you know. And so, but it just struck me because you do the percussions, and because you said, you know, you're the ADHD, whatever.
ADHD, yeah.
That does not surprise me. That might just help you, right?
Yeah.
And so that's interesting to know that too, that because you said it's a learning disability,
mm-hmm.
that the school is so welcoming and so willing to help with you.
Yeah, definitely. The teachers play a big part in all of our lives here. And I mean, oftentimes I ask Mr. Thorman, our math teacher, you know, hey, can you come and help me this period or this period? Like, they are so willing to take time out of their days, out of their weekends, out of study halls. Like, they will do whatever it takes to help a student grow.
So do you know what you're going to do after you graduate?
That's a really good question. I would also like to know what I'm going to do after I graduate. But the hope is maybe something in education or graphic design. My job at the school is to be a writer, so I really enjoy writing.
Okay. You know, she brought up something we've not talked a lot about, but I did mention about that the students have work. They can I mean, not just work to do work to make money, but to help pay their education here. And so,
looks like David has something to say.
David, you are in you do some work, right?
Yes, I do. Every student at GLA has a job to do, and the money they make from their job goes towards paying their tuition, and there's like $2,000 to $3,000 per year per student that can go towards the school bill. And there are lots of different jobs. There's the cafeteria, so you can cook the meals for the rest of the students. There's janitorial work in the dorms, in the ad building, everywhere like that. And then there's also readers, which is something I did this last year. I worked for Mr. Carter, the science teacher. So I would help grade and file the biology assignments. I would get stuff that he needed. I would do those kinds of things. I would clean his classroom. So there are just so many different options for work, and there's plant services, there's RAing in the dorms, so you can kind of help in the dorms. You can go check all the students in at night.
Now you said RA. Explain to our listeners, what does RA mean?
So RA is short for resident assistant, and in the dorms there is around 10 per dorm, and then each RA has specific jobs. A few of them have a hall, which means all of the members of one class, so the freshman or sophomore or junior or senior, and every evening, at least in the guys' dorm, the RA goes down the hall, just opens the door, make sure they're in there, make sure the lights are off, and kind of, it's what keeps the dorm running underneath the supervision of the deans. So, yeah, there's that.
Okay, and so there's, you said every student has a job.
Yes, every student, regardless of how much of the bill they're able to pay on their own, everyone works.
And Tracy, something that does, it helps to teach the students about working, about getting ready to the real world.
Right, yeah. One of the cool things about our students is they have some tangible life skills after they graduate, whether, you know, some of our kids are very academic, like David here, who's, you know, most definitely going to go on and just slay it in college. I know I'm embarrassing him. All of our kids here are just super smart, really good students. Some of them choose to take college courses. Some of them choose to take more of the skilled trade classes. Mm-hmm. We have welding and auto body and auto mech. And we also have dual enrollment with Andrews University for college. So there is kind of a diverse offering there for their academics as well as their jobs. So when they graduate, they build a resume in their senior class, and they have some really good skills to help them get employed if they're looking for a job right after graduation. And one of the things I enjoy about my student workers, Stephanie, as she mentioned, is one. Stephanie has some real writing talent. So she does a blog for the school. She's mm-hmm. published. She got published this mm-hmm. year. So she is now a published author, and we're really proud of her. And it's just so cool to watch them grow and learn and further develop those skills. So, you know, outside of the classroom, there are a lot of opportunities for growth and friendship with, you know, staff too. Like we get really close with these kids. They become like our family.
You know, it's also interesting is in some ways compared to the mega high schools that are out there, they can be a part of a classroom and they can have responsibility and have leadership on their high school level so they can go on and progress. If you're part of a class that's hundreds or even 1,000, you don't get that opportunity. Very few do.
Right, yeah. Very, you know, our kids, we're small enough that we get to know each one of the kids. They don't slip through the cracks like they do in the big mega schools, but we're big enough that kids have some options for friends. We'll probably have about 150 students next year. So each class, you know, we love our junior academies, but my kids went to junior academies, but sometimes you only have two or three kids in your class and they may not be compatible with you. So it's nice to have a little bit of a bigger environment to kind of stretch your wings a little bit and figure out what kind of friends you want to hang out with. So they're growing and developing in so many different ways, academically, professionally, socially, but most importantly, spiritually.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, stay tuned. We got to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and learn more about why it's so good to go to GLA regarding your spiritual journey.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today. I'm your host, Jelaine Fenner, with my co-host,
Tom Majure.
And Tom, we love talking about education, and we've been talking about high school education, actually Seventh-day Adventist Christian education.
We're doing one form of it, which is boarding academy. So this gives an option to parents across the state of Michigan, across the country, and literally across the world.
That's right.
It's an option that they can have their kids come to this school and have the GLA experience. It's academic, high academics, but also a great social, safe environment, a nurturing environment. You can trust your children with this school, but what we really want to focus on is the spiritual growth.
Right, that's right. And so Tracy was talking, you just talked about both Morgan and Stephanie got baptized recently. Both of you did recently?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I guess, Tracy, I just want to touch base with you. That is the most important thing the teachers are wanting to do.
Absolutely.
Making sure that they have that relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, every single one of my coworkers loves the Lord and loves kids and wants to see these kids in heaven. This is the most united in mission group of people that I've ever been privileged to work with. They love these kids. And, you know, I'd love for Morgan to tell you about the day she got baptized, which was just very recently, and what that was like for her. Morgan, first of all, why? I mean, you weren't even an Adventist. You didn't even know what Adventists were before you started at the Grayling School. What made you decide you wanted to become a Seventh-day Adventist Christian? Why did you want to get baptized?
Right. So after I started at an Adventist school, after about 2 years, people were really pressuring me, like, oh, you should get baptized. You know, that's kind of just what we do. And I was like, I don't think I'm ready for that. And after a lot of time, I had been starting to think about it and seeing my friends that were Adventists in the environment that they were in and in their home having worships every night. I was like, this is something that I'm really interested in, and it's like drawing me. And I had reached out my freshman year, and I was like, I want to get baptized, but it didn't work out. COVID happened. My Bible study stopped. And I was like, maybe this is just a sign that I'm not ready yet. So my sophomore year, I had tried again, and it didn't work out again. And I don't remember why, but I was like, I'm just not ready. Like, this is God telling me that I'm not ready yet. So my junior year, this last year, I had decided, I was like, I feel like I'm ready now. So I asked the assistant dean in the girls' dorm to do Bible studies with me, Dean Glenn. And she was very willing and super excited. And we had Bible studies every night after work that she was on duty, because I was an RA, so I was able to stay up. And we would do Bible studies together. And sometimes she would call her sons to help to understand something more. It was really fun. And I ended up getting baptized Arrow's Home Show Weekend on Sabbath with my friend Ian Glenn, which is her son. And that day, there was a lot going on. It was super overwhelming, actually. And that night, during the home show performance, there was an incident that happened with someone that I'm very close to, and it threw me into like a panic attack thing. And that happened for a week. Like, I was in it for a week, and I ended up having to go to the hospital. And everyone at GLA was super supportive. I had people around me trying to lift me up and pray. They would pray with me. Sometimes there were people catch me in the hallways, like students. They would stop me in the hallway, hug me, and pray with me. And it was very helpful. And I think that's the reason why I'm doing good right now. And yeah, so that lasted for a week, and everyone was just like, this is just the devil attacking you because you just gave your life.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Tom, that the devil's not happy when we turn our lives over to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did your family think that you wanted to be baptized?
Well, that's more of a tricky situation because, like, my family is not Adventist. But I think the reason why they were okay with my decision is because they have seen me grow so much since coming to GLA. And they've seen me reach out to people and try all these new things. And I think that they're just really supportive of where my life is headed. And they're really happy for me that I'm not going down a bad route. And they just want to see me grow and happy.
Amen. So what are you going to do after school?
I'm planning on going to Kettering College in Ohio and going to nursing school.
Well, okay, amen. Yeah. So I would think your mother should be very proud of you, even though she's not maybe a Seventh-day Adventist, but just seeing how, like you said, you've grown.
Yeah, she is very proud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Stephanie got baptized, like, shortly after she came to GLA. She came here as a 10th grader. And then I remember going to your baptism. It was a cold October day.
Definitely was. It was definitely freezing.
What led you to that, Steph?
Okay, well, like Mrs. Morgan said, I made the decision a few weeks after coming to Great Lakes Adventist Academy for my first time. And to me, like, being an Adventist, the first step is like, okay, when am I getting baptized? Like, that's the official stamp of approval. Like, that's the start of everything, or so to speak. And so, like, when I was 10 or 11, I was just focusing on, okay, when am I going to get baptized? Like, whenever people have an altar call at, like, the Pathfinder fairs or whatnot, my friends would always be joking with me, like, come on, like, you have to go eventually. And so I tried Bible studies a few times, but they just kept falling through, like, every time. And one time, I was even waking up at 5 in the morning on Sundays, and it just wasn't working. I wasn't willing to give up my Sundays anymore. And so I started Bible studies again. After I went up for an altar call, we have week of prayers at school. And after the first one, Pastor Chad Bernard was talking about being an advocate for each other and being an advocate for Jesus. And we had an altar call. And for me, I've always been scared of altar calls because you're going up in front of everyone. It's a public declaration. And I told myself, if someone goes up, then I'll go up too. And my best friend at the time, Daisy Mesa, she went up, and I was like, okay, this is my time. So I went up, and like Mrs. Morgan said, we were baptized in the middle of October in a very, very cold lake. And so it was really hard to, like Morgan said, after you get baptized, the devil does come stronger. And it was nice because even after we've been baptized, we still continued Bible studies. So it wasn't just okay, do you know the 28 fundamental beliefs? Okay, we're going to put you in the water. It wasn't just that. It's a process. And at GLA, it's not just, oh, you've been baptized. Okay, you're done. We're not going to talk about it anymore. It's an everyday thing. We have worship twice a day. We have Bible classes. It's a spiritually rich environment to be in.
Yes. So did you feel pressured, though, that you should get baptized?
Oh, definitely, especially as a teenager.
Well, there's a good positive peer, you know, there's bad peer pressure and there's good peer pressure.
Yeah. No, it was just, it wasn't overwhelming or anything. It was just, I knew that eventually maybe I would have to do it, but I was waiting for when the time was right. And when I, you know, you hear the Holy Spirit talking to you in those moments. And so it was time for me. And I was really, really glad. I mean, the second I went in the water, I felt a difference. Like, I know people always tease you, like, oh, you won't feel like a huge difference. But I really did. Mm-hmm. So
maybe we should talk to Mother, Mrs. Randall. What is your thought about the spiritual side of Great Lakes Adventist Academy and positive peer pressure?
Absolutely. We were able to watch a huge change in David, not so much because he hadn't committed his life to Jesus already, because he's my very logical child. And at 4 years old, I remember they did an altar call and he looked over to me and said, Mama, I've already given my heart to Jesus. And so I'm so grateful for things like Pathfinders and the structure of our church, everything that's built in where we're a team, caring for the heart and the spiritual walk of our kids. And so I've been very grateful that he committed early to things like his tag time, personal devotions, time alone with God, that type of thing. And something that touched me so much about the GLA experience, we were sitting in, or David and I were in the interview process with Mr. Garcia, and that's the principal here. And he very much, you know, David is more introverted. He is thrilled to sit for long periods of time with a pile of books, and his sweet brain just soaks that all up, and that's how he's wired. But Delwyn really presented to David that he wanted him to own that, be comfortable in his skin with who the Lord had created him to be, and use that gift for Jesus. And I know that David has always felt the Lord leading in his life, and I've seen that as a mother. He has a very tender heart for receiving the Holy Spirit's promptings. But for him to be in an environment where the teachers encouraged that, wanted that for him. And they, because he's more introverted, they really gave him opportunities to stretch his skills. They put him in charge of worships in the dorm. And that was something I would say, David, was probably out of your comfort zone for a while. But then he'd commit to wanting to do that and take that challenge on. And it was neat socially as we watched him expand as well, because we have a 2-hour drive between GLA here in our home in Allegan, and he would hop in the car and just talk nonstop for those 2 hours on the drive home. And it was great as a parent to hear what was happening in the dorm. And I'd call some nights to talk, and the guy at the front desk would pick up the phone, find my son, and then before long it was my own son hopping over the desk to answer the phone. And just the way it's expanded him in so many positive ways, socially, spiritually, just all the things. We're so grateful for Avenus Education and this GLA experience.
Isn't that what parents want?
Oh, it is. It is. It's what we want most. You know, I have no worries. You know, Tracy kindly alluded to David's academic success, and we are very grateful for that. But that, you know, I'm going to cry. What we want most is for people to love our children for Jesus. And, you know, you can have all the smarts in the world, but when you're united with the source of all wisdom, and the teachers here unite the hearts of the kids with the source of all wisdom, and that's Jesus. And so David is going to do mightier things with his life because of that connection to Jesus. And I will forever be grateful as a parent that they have allowed him that gift and support him in that walk.
You know, as a parent, you can't do it all.
No. And it's so scary to hand them over.
Yeah.
So scary. Tracy knows. I mean, they watched us labor with it. But at some point, you have to. And I was scared. But what a safe environment for them to stretch their wings, have that next step, you know, grow independently in who the Lord wants them to be outside of our circle. And my husband Brad, we've said this to each other, we always thought, and I know this is a as a parent you feel this, that you are the best environment for your children. How could they ever have anything better than what mom and dad's giving them at home? But we recognize that there's a transition point where what we give them, they need more. And they need that environment where they can stretch and grow in a safe place.
Well, seeing what you said, because they got to learn independence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, especially regarding the spiritual thing, it's my mom and dad's God. It's my mom and dad's religion. It has to eventually be yours. And that's what is so wonderful about the advent of schools. They bring Jesus to each student for them to learn, get to have a relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus.
Absolutely, and it's contagious on campus. I've never felt like my son is going to be made fun of for loving Jesus, or that he's going to be looked down on because he wants to spend time reading the Bible or having personal devotions. And having him in a safe environment for that just means the world.
Right, because then it gives them the confidence.
Right, absolutely.
So as they go out into the world and they're faced with ridicule maybe or whatever, that they can stand for mm-hmm. what they know is right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it also, there's benefits for this, is that if you, some people want to, parents want to keep their kids at home the whole time. Well, there's a benefit, but there's also a risk there. You drop them off at college, mm-hmm. they get done with the wherever, and then they get into that big pool, and they don't have some of the guidance and a mm-hmm. few guardrails mm-hmm. along the way that you have in a boarding school, and some of them veer off the road. But I also knew some parents that they didn't even send their kids to camp. They didn't even send them to Bible camp and whatever. And then, but finally, there came a time where the kid wanted to go to GLA. And this kid has grown so much, actually, without their parents and such. And so there is, all types of children grow, and youth grow in this particular environment.
No, absolutely. I've been so grateful, too, because we mentioned earlier that there was not a pressure placed upon us that it was the right choice for us to do it now. Tracy or Delwyn, any of the staff, they never made it like, you need to make this decision now. Now's the timing that needs to take place. It was always so personal. They allowed us to have that personal path that was the best for our child in keeping them in the center of the Lord's will for what he wanted for them.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, Tracy, of course, we want this, you know, you want students to come to GLA. Yeah, you're not pressuring them. Oh, you've got to send your kid to our school. You want God's will. Just because maybe God's will isn't for them to come here, doesn't mean they're not going to go somewhere else or do something else. You want the kids to be here that God wants them to be here for them.
That's right. We want the right kids here at the right time, and we want God to be leading those decisions. If this isn't the place for them, it's not going to be a good experience for them or for the people around them. So we are very deliberate in our application process and the communication that we have with the family before we even accept them into our school. We want to make sure that they understand that we are a conservative Seventh-day Adventist Christian school. They don't bring their cell phone. I mean, they can bring their cell phones, but they don't get to use them. They have to leave them in the dorms. Their technology access is limited. You know, we have certain parameters that we put around these kids, and we want to make sure that they understand that. And that's not meant to be punitive in any way. It's meant to be, you know, to give them opportunities to make friends, to grow. And I challenge people, you know, talking about the cell phone policy, ask any one of our GLA kids how they feel about that cell phone policy, and they will all tell you that they like it. They didn't like it at first, but they like it now because they're able to interact with other kids and make friends in a way that they couldn't with that technology between them. So, yeah, we want to make sure that the kid is on board with all of that and that this is really where God is leading them, or it's just not going to be a good experience.
Right. And we haven't talked a lot about the financial, but it's expensive to go to boarding academy. And when boarded, they live here. So they eat, sleep, work. They're living here.
Right.
And like you brought up about, you know, you have rules. And rules are like, and I think you said guardrails. Rules are not just to, you know, take away freedoms, but to protect you.
Right.
And I like what you said about they need to understand this is a conservative Christian education. And it's for the students. It's for their good. I mean, we heard a parent sitting here and how, you know, she had to give up her child because most parents, yes, keep their kids home and teach them. But God wants us to let them grow. And we have to do that. And that's one thing the school does. It helps, like, getting to have friends, being able to work maybe in different things. And you talked about life skills. They have life skills. Because how many Well, right now, how many kids know how to work, for one thing?
Or even do their own laundry, or get to class on time, or make sure they turn in their homework. Like, okay, I'm a mom.
What happens when you don't do some of those things?
Exactly. What are the natural consequences that occur when you forget to turn in your assignment that's sitting in your backpack? Like, how many of us as mothers have done that? Like, you know, I'm a helicopter mom, you know, and I had a hard time sending my children to GLA, but I saw them grow. So first and foremost, I'm a mother before I'm a recruiter. I was a mom before I worked here at GLA, and I know how hard it is. But, you know, you're not surrendering your kids to us forever. They come home every month. They get a home leave. They get nice long breaks. And the cool thing I found,
they graduate eventually.
And they do. That's the goal anyway, as much as we'd like to keep them. But yeah, I mean, the cool thing I noticed, and I don't know, Lori, if you notice this, when my kids come home for home leaves or on breaks, they
appreciate you more.
They do. And they have these cool stories and these cool friends to talk about and these experiences that, you know, they take class trips. They go to Boston. They go to DC. They go on touring trips. They meet people from other countries. You may hear other languages around the lunch tables. You may learn some of those other languages. We have kids singing in Kinrawandan and Portuguese that they'd never even knew those languages existed before they came. So it just grows them in ways that blesses the family when they come home. And they do come home, moms.
Absolutely.
They do come home.
I will attest to that. She speaks truth. And you used the phrase giving up, and I said it myself. But as much as it felt like a release, a giving up, a losing of a piece of my heart, so to speak, the payback, the reward, the blessing that was returned tenfold to our home was so much greater. And as Tracy said, you know, he comes back with the enriching experiences, teachers that have him into their homes, faculty that love him like their own, you know, all those things, the stories that go on for forever. And yes, it's not a losing, it's a gaining and blessing all the more.
Well, and the thing about, you know, financing and an education, it's an investment. Because like what you're saying, you know, what you're gaining by sending your child to Christian education, we can't put a price on that.
You can't. No, you can't. It's worth every sacrifice, and to see them becoming who God wants them to be, you can't put a dollar figure on that.
Right. But we need to talk about it. It does cost money. And so, David, you mentioned, I don't know, $2,000, $3,000 they might be able to make that can go towards. But that's not much, because I know it's over $10,000.
Oh, it's more than that, yeah.
It's like going to college.
It is, yeah. But there's a lot of help available. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, part of my job is to do fundraising. So if you go to the website, GLA.net, you'll see there the sticker price is about $18,000. That's what it costs us to feed them and educate them and all of that. But they're going to work, so that brings that price down. If you're a member of an Adventist church in Michigan, you can apply for Project Assist, which will bring it down another $5,000. Project Assist is a three-way match between the Michigan Conference, your local church, and the Academy. We each kick in, and it ends up saving you $5,200. So there's Project Assist, and then there's Worthy Student Money. So there is a lot that we can do. We have, you know, we have one student that's coming to us. The mom is on disability and can afford very little, practically nothing. It's not enough to feed the child, but we will make it work because this seems to be where God is leading her. So don't let cost be the thing that keeps you away from GLA.
Right.
We will find a way. I've seen it time after time after time. God opens the door and makes it happen. We've all seen it. We all have the stories where God has blessed us when we trust him financially. And he does it over and over again here at Great Lakes Adventist Academy. I see it every day.
So the biggest thing is you need to make the decision first to attend, and then the finances come second.
That's right.
Yeah. Not the other way around.
Well, it's a commitment. And I can remember when my husband and I got married, his first wife had passed away, and he had a 10-year-old daughter. And at the time, we knew that she was going to go, you know, to GLA. Had no idea how it was going, but we made that commitment then. And then when it was time, she did, and God blessed. I've always said that to people. We can't afford it. They can't afford it, but they cannot not afford it.
Amen.
You know? And so they can't look at the money.
Right.
You know, folks, God does have all the money. and let him figure it out. You just be faithful. Make the commitment that you're going to send your child to get a Christian education.
Kind of sounds like the Israelites putting their feet in the river and then it parts. But until they put the feet in the river, nothing happens. Unless you make that decision, nothing happens. You make the decision, and then the finances will follow.
Yep, watch and see what God can do. Watch it's pretty amazing. And I know there's probably people out there listening. Maybe you've already sent your kids through school. Maybe you're done with all this, but maybe there's a burden on your heart to help support the kids that want to go now. Our Worthy Student Fund, we have to raise about $350,000 every year to cover that. About 75% of our students are receiving aid from that. So, and it's not one of those things where kids know who's getting the aid and who's not getting the aid. It's pretty much assumed that almost all of them are getting some financial help. So if there are people out there who have it, have the means to help, again, you can go to our website. It's right there on the homepage to make a donation to our Worthy Student Fund. And that makes it possible for these kids who may be sitting out there at home thinking, how am I ever going to make this work? You could be a part of making that work for them by making a donation to the Worthy Student Fund.
You know, another thing that I would like to say is that some people just want to see something succeed. It's good to see good happening. We see problems all around. And maybe some of our listeners will want to see a school like this prosper and to kind of be the standard that other schools look to and students could go to.
We've seen a huge uptick. Just, you know, the world is getting bad. I don't think you have to look very far to see that. And parents are certainly seeing that. School shootings, we have a student who came to us from a school that went through a school shooting, an Adventist young man, and the mother said immediately, nope, you're out of there. And they sent him to GLA, and she feels safe with him there. And he is thriving. We have people coming from all kinds of different situations. A lot of times people will try something else out like public school and they'll find that's not working and they'll send them to us. So, you know, it's just, if you don't check it out, if you don't start the process, like you said,
you don't try, you don't know.
You'll never know. So,
well, and the thing too, I was just thinking about homeschooling a lot and because of COVID, I mean, and if it's not for your child, then they're not going to thrive. Because homeschooling can work for some students. So we have boarding academies. We have day academies.
We have online.
Yes, and we have Aspire, which is the online. And
so there's an option for you to
have Adventist education. There is options.
And you don't have to be an Adventist in order to be a part
of it. You don't.
I just had a girl call me yesterday and say, do I have to go to church on Saturdays? I said, well, when you're here, yes. But when you're home, no.
There you go.
But she said, I want to get closer to God. And my friend said this school will help me do that.
Wow. Amen. Yeah. So, folks, if you want to know more about a good Christian education, go online and type in Seventh-day Adventist Christian Education. You will be maybe surprised how many schools, because, I mean, we're here in Michigan, we're talking about GLA, but there are schools all over the United States,
all over the world. There's thousands.
Yes.
Thousands.
But one thing about GLA, they are getting students from all over the world to come here. Right there, that tells me they have a good reputation.
My father-in-law says, is there a lot of cars in front of a restaurant? That's a good restaurant. So, Tracy, tell us about how people can get a hold of you and get a hold of Great Lakes Adventist Academy.
Yes. The first thing, go to GLAA.net, GLAA.net. There's great pictures there. There's links to registration. There's even the application right on the homepage. So if you want to get that process started.
You can do it this evening.
You can do it right now. Or if you prefer to talk to somebody, just call the school at 989-427-4444. And they will direct you to the right people to talk to.
Okay, well, we are all for Christian education.
Amen.
So thanks for listening. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye now.